It seems that all the prophets who help Seth on his journey require that he look beyond the surface and beyond what people say about them. The troll who's writing, people say beware of him, and people say beware of the witch. And Seth discovers a different reality. Why?
Well, you know, I think throughout, of course I have my main themes and my sub-themes, and art, you know, the beauty of art is it's open to projection and interpretation. So I think it's, the archetypes are universal enough that people will read into it what they will, and I like that. But of course I have my intention. I have my main themes, which I've just described. It's pretty much about overcoming disillusionment and rage through forgiveness without giving too much away. So it's kind of the architecture of all that and the anatomy of forgiveness. And I think there's a lot to walk away with, a lot of tools that people can use, especially adolescents. And it is a young adult book that people can use in their own lives. But, of course, sprinkled throughout, there are, you know, suggestions, philosophical proofs.
It reminded me a lot of A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, thanks. That's a huge influence. Fine. Thank you. Yeah, Madeleine L'Engle wrote a lot of that on a hunch. She didn't really research the metaphysics behind it or the quantum physics. Same with Wind in the Door. She talked about going into the mitochondria of a cell without researching it. And then later discovered everything she wrote intuitively was accurate. So I like that idea of just tapping into something. Anyway, you know, the little bits of wisdom, like things are not what they appear. And, you know, that's a theme that's been alive and well for a long time. But on a metaphysical level, no one reality is true unless you choose it or step into it. So that maybe is what I'm illustrating with, you know, appearances are secondary and a thing's essence is most important.
And I got a laugh out of the chapter where you have a troll with writer's block. How do you yourself overcome writer's block if it ever happens for you?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, first let me say all the prophets are stuck in some way. I wanted to offer the idea that the prophets in this life are who we assume they are, and maybe that creatives are actually, you know, channeling something worthwhile. So that's why they're all creative types. Myself, I don't blissfully experience writer's block very often. I think they all experience lack of inspiration from time. Blissfully, I think that I'm very in control of my creative process, and I'm not for lack of ideas, so it tends to flow. So what I'll say to people that might be experiencing writer's block or artist's block is understanding the creative process is exactly what's going to get you past any bumps. So sometimes there's fear attached, or you don't understand the function of a particularly analytical or intellectual stage in the process, so it feels like you've lost inspiration. But if you understand, you know, you go hot and cold, and sometimes it's execution that is not as intuitive, you know, then the fear goes away and you won't have any blocks. So sorry for the long answer, but just to say, understanding the process has saved me from that, and if anyone is experiencing it, I recommend setting up on the 7 models. There's 7 accepted models of creativity.
7 accepted models of creativity?
Yeah, one is the Wallace model, and I don't agree with all of them. I have my own step, in fact, that I think should be added, and that is, what do you do when you're finished? Does it see the light of day? Does it change the world? Does it collect dust under the bed? And I think that's an important stage of the process because it speaks to why you create in the first place.
For you, if I said, why do you create in the first place, what would be your answer?
Well, like most, I'm no different than a lot of artists, unfortunately. And I almost did a documentary on creativity and artists, and it was called Selfish or Selfless? The Pursuit of Art, Selfish or Selfless? And it was prompted by, you know, a comment somebody made to me, which is, I've heard that feeding the beast thing. I made the comment that I had sacrificed for my art, or that I had invested a lot in my art. And so I realized, wow, there's this view of artists as kind of leeching off society and being lackadaisical. And I thought, that's really interesting, because most artists think they're touching and giving back and enlightening and moving people. And so I started interviewing many, many artists. So I'm no different than them in that I think that I like to take my views of the world and regurgitate that for others. You know, I just have that drive to make meaning or beauty or something, to organize the chaos and then create some interpretation of it and then in turn share it with others and by extension move them or touch them.
To what degree would you say that Seth's fantasy journey represents what you've learned as an artist?
Well, he basically is me, so probably almost anything and everything. I don't want to say that. Of course, I make an attempt to make things more universal and less personal, but I feel blessed that I was able to draw on so many specific anecdotes. And then even like when he's walking through the sanctum in the desert, every single word that came out of me in the writing of this came from some kind of life experience. You know, my time in Petra, Jordan became the walk into the sanctum. That's basically Petra, the seek, that 4-mile seek that you have to walk through to get to Petra. So it's very autobiographical, and I don't think there's any way around that, really. But what has he learned? Probably every little thing that Constantine says to him, every pearl of wisdom, is something that I've learned in my life, whether theoretically or through life experience.
That's Dominic Domingo, author of the new young adult urban fantasy, The Nameless Prince. Dominic's scheduled for a live reading and book signing at Romans here in Pasadena on Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m., and he's also going to be in the Author's Lounge here on the PCC campus for San Gabriel Valley Pride Fest 2012. That's happening Sunday, October 14th. And if you'd like to get a look at the first chapter of Nameless Prince, you can. Namelessprince.com is his website, namelessprince.com.